This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. We have little wet conditions out there this morning, 58 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's rained a little bit overnight, and everything is just a little bit soggy out there. Widespread showers in our forecast for this morning, then numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. High today in the middle 60s. Chance of rain is 80%. A little light rain coming down in some spots, and also a little wind out there this morning, so other than that, everything is copacetic. Nathan Million, manager of Carmel Mall, confirms there was a break-in over the weekend at Carmel. Million says he believes an unknown number of people broke in at Panzanella and then from there entered the mall. Million says the front window of the bead store was smashed through. He reports the cash register at the bead store was also damaged. He believes the intruders left through Panzanella as well. NBA player Jason Collins is the first openly gay athlete to come out while playing in the major American team sport. And on the collegiate level, UNC is taking steps of its own to ensure that the athletic community is welcoming of LGBTQ student athletes as well. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
I think that there is certainly an openness and a desire to create an inclusive and welcoming environment.
That's Terry Phoenix. She's the director of the UNC LGBTQ Center. Phoenix has worked alongside Cricket Lane, UNC's assistant athletic director for student athlete development, to educate students, athletes, coaches, and staff about the importance of creating a safe atmosphere for LGBTQ student athletes.
And I do a lot of education work with athletics, so pretty much every year I talk to the incoming first-year football players.
Phoenix says UNC plans to participate in the You Can Play project. It's a national campaign dedicated to ensuring equality, respect, and safety for all student athletes without regard to sexual orientation. The National Hockey League Players Association and the National Hockey League announced its partnership with You Can Play in April. Universities like Duke, Miami, and UCLA have all produced content for the project. Phoenix says the It Gets Better video, released in April of 2012, also shows the university's attitude towards acceptance. In the YouTube video, UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham, along with more than 30 student-athletes from 10 varsity teams, promoted anti-bullying and suicide prevention for LGBTQ teens. Phoenix is also a member of the university's new task force that's charged to review and enhance the university's policies and procedures for handling student-on-student complaints of harassment, sexual misconduct, and discrimination. It's being chaired by Christy Hurt, UNC's new interim Title IX coordinator. Phoenix will bring her background in counseling and violence prevention to the discussion on sexual assault.
That policy, while a lot of people have talked about it as, you know, specifically sexual assault, it actually is supposed to be covering a broader area than that.
The task force will meet throughout the summer and present recommendations to current policy by the end of the summer. For more information about the UNC LGBTQ Center and the You Can Play project, or to watch the UNC It Gets Better video, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Guess where I'll be this summer? Chapel Hill Gymnastics. The community's most popular gymnastics facility is offering summer camps. Your children, ages 3 and up, will learn new skills, make new friends, get exercise, and have fun. Chapel Hill Gymnastics summer camps take place in their 7,000-plus square foot climate-controlled gymnasium at the corner of Eubanks and Millhouse Roads. Register online today at chapelhillgymnastics.com. I'll be at Chapel Hill Gymnastics summer camp. You should come with me.
WCHL sat down with Mariana Fiorentina, Tom Wiltberger, and Karen Pittman, owners of Terra Nova Global Properties.
Our brokers are full-time and experienced. We're local with a deep commitment to this community.
We're results-driven for both sellers and buyers.
We don't want you to worry about anything, so we handle every detail. Before we list,
we fix,
feng shui,
and stage your home.
We'll get your home sold.
Stress-free.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Hi, this is Scott Maitland, proprietor of Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery. What's the best way to recover from the coldest winter in recent history? By celebrating spring's arrival on our outdoor patio. Our patio has been voted the best outdoor patio in the Triangle too many times to count. And it's the perfect place to toast the arrival of the crocus, wistfully dream of the dog days of summer, or just enjoy the most beautiful sunset view in Chapel Hill. This is Scott Maitland, and I'll see you at Top of the Hill, the social crossroads of Chapel Hill.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 at WCHL. As technology becomes increasingly important in today's society, several branches of the local government are turning more to social media to communicate with the public. But some officials are still cautious about making the shift. WCHL's Ann Brenner has the story.
For the Chapel Hill Police Department, Sergeant Josh Meesemore says officers are primarily focused on using Twitter instead of Facebook for up-to-the-second news.
In the past, we've kind of put out the same content on both services, and I think moving forward, you'll see more of the current events, up-to-the-minute kind of stuff on Twitter from us, and then maybe use Facebook for more of the information about ongoing investigations or trying to solicit input from the public, put out more detailed information about things that are going on with the police department or things we're doing around town.
Meesemore says the Chapel Hill Police Department's Twitter page has particularly seen success when it comes to traffic enforcement announcements.
When our traffic unit is out doing speed enforcement or stop sign violations in a particular part of town, when we put that out, that's one of the things that gets retweeted the most by people because it seems like that's of great interest to people. They want to send it out to their followers so that they know that we're doing speed enforcement somewhere and we're not trying to hide it.
But unlike Chapel Hill, the town of Carborough hasn't set up social media sites for law enforcement. Here's Lieutenant Chris Atak of the Carborough Police Department.
The town has a Facebook account, as well as a Twitter account. We don't have a separate police department one at this time. So if there's any sort of information that needs to go out about upcoming events or other public safety issues, we usually use those two outlets.
Still, ATAC says the idea isn't off the table for some point in the future.
It's been an avenue we've been looking at for a period of time because there are some, obviously, departments in the area that have Facebook presence specifically, and there is certainly utility in that application, so that's something that we're exploring.
For the town of Hillsborough, Facebook has been a useful tool in the apprehension of suspects. According to the town website, in March of 12, officers started using Facebook to request tips from the public. Since that time, 14 posts have resulted in suspect identifications or arrests. Facebook tips have also led officers to recover numerous stolen items. Meanwhile, in the educational branch of local government, Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board member James Barrett says while social media can be valuable, it's not without its risks.
I think the biggest one is that it's very easy to say something that can be taken out of context. And it's truly true of all electronic communication. There's no tone, and so people lose that perspective on what's being said.
The Chapel Hill Carborough City School District does have both a Twitter and a Facebook page, but Barrett says right now the board's members are leaving most social media projects to Executive Director of Community Relations, Jeff Nash.
I think that Mr. Nash is certainly cognizant of trying to communicate with people more and be open to people more, and so I think he's looking for ways to do that, but it's not been a serious push of the board, I don't think.
But Barrett, who recently wrote a blog post on the growing role of social media in local government, says he acknowledges the importance of social media for the district, especially for sharing images.
I think particularly our Facebook presence allows us to share photos. It's been great for people to be able to see Northside Elementary going up and things like that. So we're definitely moving in the right direction.
You can follow links on our website at chapelborough.com to access the social media sites for the Chapel Hill and Hillsborough Police Departments, as well as the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District. Ann Brenner, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 617, 17 minutes after 6 o'clock, WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic this morning brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening in Carrboro. Everything you need for organic gardening, plus unique plants, ceramic pots, and more to beautify your home and garden. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. Not much happening in the way of traffic this morning, not so far. It's awfully light out there right now, but the roads are wet and therefore could be a little slick. And visibility not great. It's a really cloudy morning, so just keep that in mind when you go out and about this morning, when you're going to work or wherever you're going. It's not optimal right now. The situation will get a little bit heavier later on, of course, as well. When it does, Rand Northam is here in the newsroom. He will be reporting on traffic this morning. In the meantime, if you spot anything out of the ordinary, call him in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. The weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features. With a special feature every day of the week, there's sure to be a night out that is perfect for you. Menus, specials, and hours at CarolinaInn.com. Widespread showers this morning, the numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. High today about 65 degrees. Chance of rain is 80% today. Now, tonight, the 60% chance of rain with some thunderstorms possible. Scattered showers after midnight. A little fog rolling in after midnight. Tomorrow morning, we'll probably have to deal with the fog. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the upper 60s and a 50-50 chance of rain. Also, 50% chance of rain tomorrow night. This rain is not going away anytime soon. Time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
If you want to lose weight, please join our nationwide free bottle giveaway for a new weight loss breakthrough. We're conducting a free bottle giveaway, and we're looking for 50 participants from this listening area who want to lose weight. Garcinia HCA is a natural compound most known for its incredible fat-burning traits and touted by a prominent television doctor as the miracle weight loss solution, helping people drop pounds quickly. Simply take the Garcinia HCA drops and watch your waistline begin to shrink in just weeks. To participate in this free bottle giveaway, you'll need to lose at least 10 pounds and be 18 years of age. The first 50 eligible callers will receive a free bottle of this powerful weight loss breakthrough. Free product is limited, so call now to secure your spot and receive your supply of Garcinia HCA. Call 888-965-1589. That's 888-965-1589. 888-965-1589. Call now. 888-965-1589.
Signs your ice cream truck driver is nuts, because now is the time in most parts of the country when you hear the ding-a-da-ding-ding-ding-a-da-ding-ding, ding-a-da-ding-ding, and it's the ice cream truck, and he comes down your street, and the kiddies run out to the truck, and they get their popsicles and their fudgesicles and their curlicues and their bomb pops and whatever else they're going to get. Now, the category, top 10 signs your ice cream driver is nuts, and you're saying, Dave, what is this all about? I'll tell you what it's all about.
I was wondering.
In the town of Gloversville, upstate New York.
Gloversville.
Two Snow Cone Joe ice cream truck drivers were arrested for harassing and stalking a competing driver for Mr. Ding-a-ling. Mr. Ding-a-ling and Snow Cone Joe. They have faced off.
That's a tough business.
It's a throwdown up there.
Yeah.
The feud was over territorial control.
See that? Yeah.
That's right.
That's
two drivers were arrested, harassing, and stalking.
Territorial control.
That's right.
This is my corner. No, you got another corner.
That's
go
right.
That corner.
This smacks of organized crime.
See that? Yeah.
Hence the category for tonight, top 10 signs your ice cream truck driver is nuts. And I pray to God your ice cream driver is not nuts.
Thank you.
Gnocchi.
Well, that's another story.
Number 10, he pronounces gnocchi gnocchi. No. Number 10, he greets customers with, who sent you? Number 9, offers three toppings, sprinkles, nuts, and fire ants. Number 8, only works winters. Number 7, on truck loudspeaker, you hear him sobbing. Somebody. Number six, your scoop of vanilla turns out to be Crisco. That's right. That's right. I think you said it all, folks. Number five, truck never slows below 85 miles an hour. And number four, price of everything is how much you got. Number three, he has licked everything in the truck. Hard to believe. Actually licked everything in the truck, ladies and gentlemen. Number two, keeps ice cream scoop warm in his pants. In my pants.
My pants.
And the number one sign your ice cream truck driver is nuts, he's wearing nothing but a sugar cone.
Oh, boy. David Letterman, top 10 list on WCHL.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight when his scheduled guests will be John Krasinski, Kerry Washington, and James Blake. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Fans Incorporated.
All right, time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The ACC champion UNC men's lacrosse team will play host to Patriot League champion Lehigh in the first round of the 2013 NCAA Division I men's lacrosse tournament next Saturday at 12 noon at Fetcher Field on the UNC campus. The matchup will feature two teams with the longest current winning streaks in NCAA Division I. The number 5 seed Tar Heels have won 9 games in a row and carry a 12-3 record into the postseason. Lehigh, which is unseeded, has won 7 games in a row and is 12-4 overall coming to Chapel Hill. Tar Heels are 6-2-1 all time against Lehigh. In the most recent meeting between those two teams, Lehigh defeated Carolina 9-8 on March 3, 2012 at Fetzer Field. The game will be televised nationally on ESPN2. Advance tickets go on sale today at the Ticket Center on GoHeels.com. All seats are general admission. Ticket prices are $10 for adults, $5 for students. The UNC women's lacrosse team has earned the number 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. The NCAA selection committee announced last night Tar Heels earned a bid for the 9th consecutive year and the 15th time overall. UNC will host a first-round game between High Point and Loyola on Friday at 5 p.m., and the winner of that game will advance to play Carolina in the second round on Sunday at 1 o'clock at Fetzer Field. Carolina played 14 games against 12 opponents who made the expanded 2016 field this spring, including 5 games against top 6 seeds. UNC is 11-3 this season against teams in the NCAA tournament. UNC is the top 5 seed for the 5th straight year and the number 3 seed for the 4th time in 5 years. UNC was the number 5 seed last year. NCAA semifinals and national championship game will be played on May 24th and 26th in Villanova, Pennsylvania. That's for women's lacrosse. Good luck to both the teams. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for the Osgood Pod.
Sponsored in part by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Charles Osgood. Our CBS News colleague Mark Strassman did a Sunday morning television piece for us about sinkholes yesterday. You know what they are, don't you?
The earth suddenly opens up with no warning and no escape and swallows whatever's on the surface. Cars, homes, entire neighborhoods.
I hate it when that happens, don't you? Sounds like a bad dream.
But sinkholes, of course, are all too real worldwide, in places like China, Brazil, and Guatemala. Florida has so many of them, it has been called Swiss cheese covered by soil.
More after this.
Where will you be when you remember you left the garage door open? Halfway to the office? Halfway around the world? Well, if you've got a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you've got nothing to worry about. With LiftMaster, you can use your smartphone or computer to open or close your garage door from anywhere. You can turn your house lights on or off, too. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working even if the power isn't. Find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information. Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP, but if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
The most recent Florida sinkhole story that drew national attention happened in Sefner, Florida, near Tampa, this February in the middle of the night, opening up a hole 20 feet wide and 60 feet deep.
It swallowed the bedroom where 36-year-old Jeff Bush was sleeping. He disappeared into the widening hole, screaming for help. His body was never found. The fourth known sinkhole fatality in Florida.
About anywhere you live in Florida, there is a potential for sinkhole to, you know, occur.
John Arthur, Florida state geologist, says Florida's surface has close to 70,000 likely sinkholes, at least 3,400 of which have been reported since the 1950s.
A sinkhole is a naturally occurring feature that forms when a cavity in the subsurface collapses, and basically what was a hole in the ground is now a hole at land surface. That cavity forms from the natural dissolving of rock.
All the states but Hawaii have some such conditions, says Mark Strassman.
And not all sinkholes are the work of nature, which takes us to Louisiana.
We'll go there with Mark in our next Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
2 years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
Southern Season is the premier destination to congratulate the graduate and shop for all mom's favorites. Shop our artisan chocolates, gift baskets, flowers, gourmet foods, and unrivaled selections of beer and wine. Visit us in-store for incredible savings, 25% off all champagne and 50% off all Vietri china. When it comes to gift-giving, selection and service at Southern Season are unrivaled. Celebrate family and friends and give the gift of great taste. University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Salemson, Chief Executive Officer of Corporate Investors Mortgage Group, and I'm proud to lead Chapel Hill's only locally owned mortgage bank. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows, so whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heels!
Have you given up on organized religion? What if you found a church that was fun, energetic, encouraging, diverse, and actually made a difference in the world? This is Kenner Fenner, pastor of Grace Church of Chapel Hill, and I want to invite you to try a new kind of church. We believe in truth, but practice grace. We're into Jesus and social justice. We are young and old, married and single. We are white, black, Hispanic, and Asian. We are Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. And we have a blast doing life together. Check us out. It may be the best hour of your week. Grace Church. I'm at gracelife.com.
Good morning at 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill cover of weather. Brought to you this morning by the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, where you can enjoy a $3 happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. All full-size menu items, just $3. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center. It is 57 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Widespread showers this morning. It's wet out there. We've had a lot of overnight rain, just kind of the light variety. Then numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Our high today in the middle 60s. Chance of rain is 80% all day. Tonight mostly cloudy with a 60% chance of rain, and our overnight low down around 40. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. High in the upper 60s. Still 50-50 chance of rain all day tomorrow.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Where to bury Boston Marathon bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev?
He shouldn't even be in America. They should send him back home where he came from.
His uncle, Ruslan Tsarnaev, has claimed the body and has helped prepare it. He wants to bury it in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
He lived in America. He grew up here and last 10 years. He resided here in Cambridge. So therefore, any contemplations that his body should have been taken to his home country, they do not really the reality.
but so far no cemetery will accept the body. In Worcester, funeral director Peter Statham...
You do have to bury him. We can't allow cremation, so if nobody does it, then whether it comes from Washington or wherever it comes from, they're going to have to help.
As for the bombing investigation, CBS's Don Daler...
Sources have told CBS News that small amounts of bomb residue have already been found inside, appearing to corroborate the story that Johar Tsarnaev has given investigators. Tsarnaev admitted the bombs were made in his brother's apartment.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. 57 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Look for a high today of about 65 and a big chance of rain all day today. We've had quite a lot of rain overnight. First thing you notice when you walk outside this morning is everything is wet out there, and it's probably going to be like that all day, and a good chance of it being like that tonight and tomorrow night as well, and maybe even further along than that as the week progresses here. NBA player Jason Collins is the first openly gay athlete to come out while playing in a major American team sport. And on the collegiate level, UNC is taking steps of its own to ensure that the athletic community is welcoming of LGBTQ student-athletes as well. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
I think that there is certainly an openness and a desire to create an inclusive and welcoming environment.
That's Terry Phoenix. She's the director of the UNC LGBTQ Center. Phoenix has worked alongside Cricket Lane, UNC's Assistant Athletic Director for Student Athlete Development, to educate students, athletes, coaches, and staff about the importance of creating a safe atmosphere for LGBTQ student athletes.
And I do a lot of education work with athletics, so pretty much every year I talk to the incoming first-year football players.
Phoenix says UNC plans to participate in the You Can Play project. It's a national campaign dedicated to ensuring equality, respect, and safety for all student athletes without regard to sexual orientation. The National Hockey League Players Association and the National Hockey League announced its partnership with You Can Play in April. Universities like Duke, Miami, and UCLA have all produced content for the project. Phoenix says the It Gets Better video, released in April of 2012, also shows the university's attitude towards acceptance. In the YouTube video, UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham, along with more than 30 student-athletes from 10 varsity teams, promoted anti-bullying and suicide prevention for LGBTQ teens. Phoenix is also a member of the university's new task force that's charged to review and enhance the university's policies and procedures for handling student-on-student complaints of harassment, sexual misconduct, and discrimination. It's being chaired by Christy Hurt, UNC's new interim Title IX coordinator. Phoenix will bring her background in counseling and violence prevention to the discussion on sexual assault.
That policy, while a lot of people have talked about it as, you know, specifically sexual assault, it actually is supposed to be covering a broader area than that.
The task force will meet throughout the summer and present recommendations to current policy by the end of the summer. For more information about the UNC LGBTQ Center and the You Can Play project, or to watch the UNC It Gets Better video, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
UNC is holding the Think Fast Forum today. It's a discussion about the Boston Marathon bombings featuring UNC's experts in public policy, religious studies, history, journalism, and law.
The Boston Marathon bombing was definitely a traumatic and important event, and I think a forum like this can contribute to better understanding about the risks involved, how this came about, what we need to do to prevent things like this in the future.
That is Forum Speaker David Schanzer, Professor of Public Policy at UNC and Duke. He's also the Director of the Triangle Center of Terrorism and Homeland Security, a research initiative between Carolina, Duke, and RTI International.
I hope to think to talk about the issues of motivation and the questions of radicalization of individuals and what causes that, and also how it can be prevented.
The forum is happening from 6:30 until 8:30 p.m. tonight at the George Watts Hill Alumni Center on the UNC campus. It's free and open to the public.
I expect we'll have agreement on some issues, but disagreement on others, and that's what these kinds of events are useful to do, to have dialogue and debate.
Speaker Louise McReynolds is a professor of history and is currently studying how sensational murders have raised a number of social and political questions.
Because as an historian, I always want to have some larger perspective on situations that happen this quickly.
For a full list of speakers at the Think Fast Forum, you can go to our website, chapelbro.com. State residents will have to wait to find out whether the state's first rule surrounding hydraulic fracturing will be approved. And in the meantime, some local residents are afraid oil industries might have too much influence over any rules that are ever allowed to exist. Here is local science expert Jeff Danner.
Here again, you know, if in the end there is no consideration of the broader concerns for protecting our water and resources, you know, I have a lack of confidence that they'll write a good rule in that case.
Last year, hydraulic fracturing, otherwise known as fracking, was formally legalized in North Carolina. Since then, the North Carolina Mining and Energy Commission has been charged with creating regulations for the procedure. On Friday, the commission was set to formally vote on its first rule, which stated that miners would have to publicly disclose certain chemicals that were being used. But at the last minute, commission members learned they could not consider the rule yet because officials from Halliburton, one of the country's biggest oil companies, believe it's overly harsh in its current form. During fracking, miners drill high-pressure fluid and chemicals into the ground to obtain natural gas. Many local politicians and residents, such as Danner, have questions about how the practice should be monitored to make sure it stays environmentally safe. Danner says this could be just the beginning of a larger pattern where high-powered oil industries have too much influence over the rulemaking process.
There are many states where the drilling industry has been successful in implementing the rule the way Halliburton wants it, where there is no disclosure required. So my concern would be that that will be the case.
Danner adds that he believes the commission came up with the axed regulation after productive and careful consideration.
During the 6 months or 9 months that the commission has been trying to write the rules, they've gotten lots of input from all different sources. And I'm sure it's been a challenging project for them to complete. And during that time, they considered all of those inputs and came up with this rule. But then at the end, this big oil field company giant comes in and just is able to influence our state government to turn away from the commission's work.
The commission's rule is now set to be revised by the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources. WCHL News Time, 6:39. 21 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up next, Lou Margolis has today's commentary. Should the Carolina football team be declared ACC champions? We'll have that commentary coming up next on WCHL.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
At USA Flooring, our carpet is smart. How? Well, it's engineered to be, using renewable polymers made from corn. Not only is it super soft, it's super durable.
Oops, sorry, Dad.
Did I mention it has a lifetime stain warranty? Come browse our smart carpets at USA Flooring, 3612 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. And remember, if it goes on your floors, it's in our stores.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Good morning. It is 6:41, 19 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. Who would have thought? The UNC football program has now recognized itself as champions of the ACC Coastal Conference. Even though the NCAA clearly informed UNC that, quote, should a member institution be ineligible for postseason competition due to NCAA sanctions, it will be ineligible for regular season or divisional recognition, unquote, the Department of Athletics has decided otherwise. The football team is the champion because they would have been the champion had they followed the rules. I would like to suggest that before choosing to flaunt the sanctions that it brought upon itself due to academic fraud and other violations of NCAA rules. And before it spent limited resources on championship rings, banners, and billboards, the Department of Athletics should have looked to its own glossy strategic plan. One of the values in the plan is responsibility, do what is right. Is it right to violate the spirit of the rule? Isn't being the champion the ultimate recognition on the field of play? If so, how is it right to claim the championship when UNC did not play in the championship game because it was ineligible? If doing what is right is not accepting the punishment, what does it mean then to have do what is right as a value? Perhaps the Department of Athletics is expressing its second value, innovation, find a better way. If our football team is prohibited from being recognized as champions because we violated the rules, a better, more innovative way to be champions is simply to call ourselves champions. How will football players give voice to the value of service? Put others first. What will they say when they are engaged in service to the sick kids they visit in hospitals or children in classrooms or on local playing fields? When those kids ask, innocently and naively, if the UNC football players are the champions? Did anyone in the Department of Athletics discuss with members of the university community whether it was a good idea to bend the rules to declare unilaterally a football championship, given the embarrassing scandals that UNC has recently been forced to address? The Department of Athletics should be asking itself what, exactly, its newly developed mission means. We educate and inspire through athletics. Is the department educating its athletes and the university community that through athletics, it's okay to manipulate rules to accomplish other goals? This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL, is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that now.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The UNC Olympic Sports Strength and Conditioning Department announced over the weekend the results of the 2012-2013 Super Ram and Iron Ram competition. Each year, the Olympic sport athletes train and compete for the title of UNC's top female and top male athlete, as measured by their athletic development in strength, power, agility, speed, and endurance. The top overall performer this year for the women was Abby Fry of the field hockey team, winning for the second year in a row, and the men's top athlete was Andy Craven of the soccer team. Fry was a repeat winner in the Iron Ram, as well with newcomer Dontrevious Owsley, a member of the track and field team, who earned the top honor for the men. The baseball team earned the top team honors for men, and the lacrosse team narrowly edged out the field hockey team for the women's title.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Taking a look ahead at the upcoming week, nothing doing today on the schedule, but the Tar Heel sports action begins tomorrow at 6 o'clock when James Madison comes to Bossemer Stadium to take on the Tar Heel baseball team. The first pitch is slated for 6 o'clock. The following day, Wednesday, those two teams will tangle again at 6 o'clock. Then on Thursday, the UNC women's golf team competes in the NCAA regionals. The softball team is also in action on Thursday in the ACC tournament.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
All
All right. Thank you very much. 6:46, 14 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up, traffic and weather together, celebrity birthdays, Freddie Conger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero is Jim Kipton. All of that straight ahead.
Great Outdoor Provision Company is celebrating the women's active lifestyle this month with Prana Sportswear and our Girls Night Out event. Join us this Thursday for an evening of inspiration from Carborough resident Sage Roundtree, a Prana athlete and yoga professional. Great Outdoor Provision Company is committed to the lifestyle of the woman athlete. You'll find Prana's performance fabrics and beautiful clean styling to be a spring favorite. Drop by the shop and see what's new for spring. Visit us at Eastgate Shopping Center. Learn more at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Experience really counts when you hire a broker to sell your most valuable possession, your house. I've been selling homes in Chapel Hill for over 27 years. With this experience under my belt, I am able to get your home sold for the most money and in less time. Contact me today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
2 years ago, we launched ChapelBro.com. So that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance on your car happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now with your morning traffic, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Ran Northam.
Happy Seis de Mayo.
Well, thank you so much. I hadn't thought about it that way. Did you have a good Cinco de Mayo?
I did absolutely nothing.
Well, good.
It was excellent.
Best way to celebrate.
That's right.
Yeah. You doing all right?
Doing very well.
Monday morning?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Doing really well. You're Natalie.
You sound it.
You're Natalie attired this morning, I see, as always.
Thank you, sir.
Blue shirt, yellow tie, gold tie, you know, always well coordinated.
Appreciate
I'm happy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You inspire me.
Oh, I'll continue to do what I can.
Thanks so much. Anything inspiring about the traffic report?
Everything is inspiring about the traffic right now. Things are moving smoothly. That is good news, and we hope that that will stay the same. I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. But if you do see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. But as always, we ask you do that safely.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to talking to you throughout the morning here.
You betcha.
All right. Rand Northam in the newsroom all morning long. WCHL, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Always something good going on at Cruisers. They serve fresh brewed, great tasting coffee fast. So good, they guarantee it. Only at Cruisers. Good to go. If you don't like it, they'll brew you another cup. Widespread showers this morning. And numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today about 65 degrees. Chance of rain is 80%. Tonight, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. Numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms in the evening. Then maybe some rain after midnight as well. Chance of rain 60% tonight. Tomorrow, 50-50 chance of rain with a high in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, still 50% chance of rain with a low in the low 50s. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers in the morning. And a chance of rain in the afternoon, too, with a high in the upper 60s. 40% chance of rain. So this chance of rain is definitely going to be with us for a while. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. It is time now for celebrity birthdays. Got a whole bunch of them. We're going to start with Baseball Hall of Famer Willie Mays. Willie Mays, Say Hey Kid, 82 years old today. I used to love watching that guy play. He and Mickey Mantle were my favorites to watch out in the outfield. Bob Seger turned 68 years old today. Woo! All right, Bob Seger, still celebrating those Hollywood nights. Still doing it on stage, 68 years old. Singer Jimmy Dale Gilmore, 68 years old today. Actor Alan Dale, 66. Actor Ben Masters, 66. Actor Greg Henry, 61. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair turned 60 today. Television personality Tom Bergeron, 58 years old today. Actress Roma Downey is 53. Actor George Clooney turns 52. Actress Leslie Hope, 48 years old today. Actress Adrian Palicki, 30 years old today. And actress-singer Naomi Scott turns 20 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays. Jason Ballou, Joanne Band, Alice Bryan, Lynn Carino, Jackie DeVone, Margaret Este, Betsy Faulkner, Benjamin Griffin, Rodna Cott, Christina Lafredo, Andy Moorcraft, Nancy Nye, Timothy Owen, Patricia Sailing, Bonnie Steele, and Shankisha Webster, all celebrating birthdays today. Our birthday winner of the day would be Julie Parmalee. Julie Parmalee, our birthday winner of the day. She's going to get a $10 gift certificate from University Florist in downtown Chapel Hill. University Florist will always help you say it with flowers, even if you have trouble saying it with words. Call on University Florist downtown on East Franklin Street. Again, congratulations to Julie Parmalee, our birthday winner of the day at WCHL.
Monday morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ryan Stutz.
Yes.
With Freddie Kiger.
How are you, buddy?
I'm all right.
You?
May's my favorite month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is.
Well, it was good to see you Saturday night.
That was fun.
Dancing with the Stars.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yep, a lot of laughs, a lot of talent, and a lot of money raised for a great cause.
The Boys and Girls Club of Rocky Mountain.
Rocky Mountain, Chapel Hill.
Where in the world?
Boy, that was a flash.
Boys and Girls Club of Chapel Hill, just getting off the ground, trying to get off the ground, and a lot of folks stepping forward to help raise money for the cause.
That's excellent.
Yeah. What you got today?
Culinary inventions.
Oh, good.
Culinary inventions.
A little food here for you.
Yes, we're going to talk about a little bit of food here this early hour.
A little food for thought.
If you know the answer, please give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
Mm-hmm. And that's 9245.
If you win, what happens, Ron?
You can swap trivia prize with some previous winner and also get a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Where you're good to go.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, here we go. Culinary inventions. On this very day, May 6th, 1953.
Right.
F. Neffy and Golden Grigg of Nampa, Idaho, stumbled on something in an effort to make use of leftover potato shavings from Orr Ida's new frozen French fries. What did they come up with?
I think I can guess.
Yeah, your educated guess is probably going to be right. These two guys, the Griggs of Nampa, Idaho, stumbled on something in an effort to make use of leftover potato shavings from Orr Ida's new frozen French fries. What did they come up with?
It's become quite popular.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You can get them at Southern Rail and Carborough. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Call us, 919-929-WCHL.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Right. That's right.
All right. Hey, thanks, man.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jim Kitchen is today's WCHL hometown hero. Congratulations on the recent launch of Launch. Tell us what Launch is.
Thanks, Ron. Launch is a business accelerator for our for-profit, non-profit, and social entrepreneurial ventures. Its goal is to create impact, and we do that through some great work spaces, a collaborative work environment, and by connecting our ventures with highly relevant and experienced business mentors and executives, people that have been there and done that.
And because of the hard work and dedication of Jim and others, Launch has gotten off to a great start.
We have some excellent ventures already at 321 West Rosemary, life science companies, health companies, some internet ventures, some consumer product companies, educational companies, from truly in the startup phase to a little bit more experienced ventures. We're off to a great start.
Jim Kitts and contributes in so many ways to our community, and what led him in this direction?
I started as an entrepreneur myself at UNC back in the mid-80s. I started teaching entrepreneurship at UNC several years ago. I had a number of fantastic students that were interested in starting businesses as part of the curriculum. I had some extra desk space up on Franklin Street, asked them if they wanted to use that space to help create and nurture and grow their businesses, and this sort of took off from there. It's been a fantastic collaborative initiative.
Jim Kitson's very involved
involved in the community, and he's very happy to be here.
Ron, I've been so blessed living in Chapel Hill for 30 years. I started this business, was able to sell it back in 2005, trying to give back just to have a deep gratitude for the health and the success that I've had. And I think being able to share that with other people is truly one of the joys in life. And having that contentment of being able to help other people has really sustained me. I've been blessed with a wonderful family, my wife and two wonderful healthy kids, which has allowed me to devote a lot of attention to other causes like Make-A-Wish, giving computers to kids and families that can't afford them, the Public School Foundation with the fabulous work that they do, Children's Hospital. There's just so many wonderful organizations in Chapel Hill and our communities.
It's because of so many great people like Jim Kitchen that this is such a special place.
This community has soul. It has heart. We care about one another, and that's truly, I think, why people come here, why they stay here. So many people graduate from UNC and then stay here. It's really because of that.
When it comes to launch, Jim says the collaboration is unprecedented between Chapel Hill, Orange County, the Downtown Partnership, and the university, all working together and making it happen. And isn't that the way government should work? Jim Kitchen, thank you for all you do. You're today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 6:57, 3 minutes until 7 o'clock.
I was going to say potato chips, but that's obviously not what it is.
Close. Oh, you're right. Close. Guys, on this very day, 1953, the Gregg brothers of Nampa, Idaho, stumbled on something making use of leftover potato shavings from Orida's new frozen french fries.
Oh, potato sticks.
Yeah, you're so close. Napoleon Dynamite likes them.
Tater tots.
Tots!
Yeah, I love tots.
Tater tots!
You can still get tots at Sonic.
Yes, you can. Tater tots! Two guys chopped up the slivers, added flour and seasoning, then pushed the mash through holes and sliced off the ends of the extended mixture. Showed up in stores in 56, and Americans, including Napoleon Dynamite, consume about 70 million pounds a year.
If I could think of any funny lines from Napoleon Dynamite, I would come up with them right now. But
are you going to eat your tots?
Yeah, when I go down to Rockingham, my hometown, I always go to Sonic. Because I've got to have some tots.
Tots!
And a cherry limeade.
There you go. You get a Southern Rail?
That's right.
Yes, you can.
Exactly. Oh, man. Hey, listen, thanks.
You're welcome. And we got Rock and Roll Tuesday tomorrow.
All right.
All right.
Can't wait for that. And Mike Galou called in with the answer to the question this morning. Man, Mike got it right away. He must enjoy some of those at Southern Rail. They give you a great big old order of tots over there. Good stuff. Mike Galou gets Swap Trivia Prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Did you know you may qualify to have your dog or cat fixed for free or at a reduced rate? If your household is either low or moderate income, you might qualify to have your pet spayed or neutered at no charge. Do your part to control the pet population. To learn more about this program, please call Orange County Animal Services at 919-942-7387, extension 224.
Well, widespread showers in our forecast. Numerous showers, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon. High today about 65. Chance of rain is 80% all day.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina. 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community.